All right, time to talk some weather this morning. And let me tell you, first and foremost, a very interesting experience for me coming in. It was minus six when I got in the car, but the winds were down at my house. I got to the downtown area, and the winds are really whipping up here. What are you hearing about some of the wind chill values around the area this morning?
Wind chills are running 20 to 25 below zero this morning, which is a very chilly start even for us in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how severe that might in fact get if it's like that right now. Is it going to get worse during the day? What can we expect?
Well, we can expect those conditions to continue through the morning hours. It's going to be very cold start to the day. This afternoon, temperatures are going to rebound a little bit. The air temperature will rise up into the single digits, at least above zero. But that combined with the wind is still going to leave wind chills in the 10 to 20 below range even this afternoon. So it's really going to be a chilly day all day today, but especially this morning.
And what about in terms of blowing snow? How likely is it that we'll be dealing with bouts of blowing snow about the area?
We'll probably still have a little bit, although it's not going to be quite as impactful as it was maybe yesterday or before. Probably the areas that will be most prone will be just real open field areas, but it shouldn't be as much of an issue today.
All right. And then moving forward, curious, it sounds like we're going to get a kind of a quick reprieve from this cold weather in the next couple of days.
Tonight is going to be still very cold, but then after that, temperatures rebound a little bit on Tuesday and then a little bit more on Wednesday, so much so we're looking at high temperatures in the lower 40s with a chance of rain or snow showers.
And, you know, it really looks like you really had this storm from this past weekend really pretty much in line right at the beginning of things and how it all progressed when the heaviest snow occurred. But what are the types of snow totals that we're hearing from around the area from this past weekend?
Well, in general, it was a pretty uniform snowfall amounts from this storm, just being the synoptic nature of it. It was a large-scale storm, not lake effect. Here at the Buffalo Airport, we got 12.9 inches. And really, the vast majority of the Buffalo metro area got within a couple of inches of a foot, and maybe a little bit more in some of the south towns in the Chautauqua Ridge, and a little bit less up in Niagara County.
Kirk Alpfel, as always, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.